Wow, you just
that
fell
was
apart.
So embarrassing.
Well,
talk about
I had no
wilting
idea
in the
what
hot
was happening.
Sun.
Oh,
it got
so
worse and worse as it went
Who's
along.
Here? Oh, it's just me? Okay. I mean, you know what that was like? The equivalent of like when you're on the phone and you've been talking for a really long time and you realize that their call dropped like a minute and a half ago. And you're like, oh, I was just talking to myself the whole time. Yeah, that. I mean, I thought you guys were both there, so I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll just riff a little off the top with Bunches and Lindsay until Mace joins."
That
nope.
was really not riffing.
No,
that was a full on collapse.
That was a full on like, "Oh, it's just me."
just me, and then I love no one's answering you. Nobody's jump. It's like you're in the pool, and nobody will throw you the life preserver.
No one.
Nobody will get that big hook off the side of the wall to pull you in.
Anybody? Anybody here? Nope. Just me. Okay. Mm-hmm. On the phone. Yep.
All right. So.
No, that was great.
As
not very impressive.
Today, Monday, June the 29th, we mm-hmm. are officially 14 days away from Galaxy versus LAFC in Orlando. 2 weeks from today, July 24th, 25 days from now, Major League Baseball is expected back. And then 31 days from now, the NBA is back with Lakers versus Clippers. This finally is a great time again. We are moving forward as a country. We are moving forward as a sports community, and we're actually going to see games. Finally, I could not be more excited.
You sound excited. You do. You sound like stoked. And
I am.
I think that if we just keep up the positivity, we're going to do your who's the guy that you like, the philosopher? If we just The Secret? What's The Secret? We just keep everybody going positively.
Oh, you mean just see credit?
Yeah, let's see credit.
Yeah, I'm see crediting it. No, I believe it's going to work. I do believe it's going to work. I don't know how football is going to work out because that seems mm-hmm. really tough. Your whole goal there is to eliminate social distance on every single play. I mean, that seems really tough to me. But in the case of baseball, there's natural social distancing involved. In the case of the NBA, there is a bubble. There's a campus. In the case of MLS, there is a what has been described by one player as a luxury prison. They are really, really buttoned up in their little bubble. They have a true bubble. The NBA has sort of a permeable bubble, right, Momo?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's a few little spots that I would describe as vulnerabilities where I guess you could say if there's some workers who come in and out, or not just workers, but there's, you know, if they're going to get their manicures done or a haircut, or there's plans for movie nights. Well, that takes outside vendors. That takes outside people coming
sure.
into the bubble. And then they'd have to come in close contact enough with players, coaches, staffers. But I think the real vulnerability would just be if somebody left the bubble and came back. Or if somebody came into the bubble that wasn't supposed to be there. Those are the two vulnerabilities that, you know, I don't know what you can do about it outside of surveillance, and nobody wants to agree to anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that it's self-policed. I hope the guys realize no mm-hmm. matter who you are on a roster, you can screw the whole thing up. If you're the last guy on the bench,
mm-hmm.
you can screw the whole thing up for your team. You can screw the whole thing up for the league if you go outside the bubble. If you hit up a club, and by the way, it's Orlando. If you hit up a club in Orlando, you know, you can bring COVID back and screw it up for everybody else. So I hope that everybody respects the sanctity of the bubble. The sanctity of the bubble is what is going to allow the sport to be played. So I hope everybody takes it for real. Meanwhile, we talked some baseball today. You know, Dodger fans, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I think it is going to be harder for the Dodgers to win the World Series this year than in any year, because it's going to be harder to make the playoffs. It is going to be difficult to make the playoffs this year. As was pointed out by Scott Miller. Just a little while. I keep wanting to call him Scott Howard.
Right. I know. Once you learn it wrong, it's hard to get it right.
Yeah. Scott Miller, who joined us a little bit earlier, he pointed out in the last 7 years, the Dodgers would have been trailing in the National League West after 60 games. So in some of those cases, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. They only led after 60 games twice in the last 7 years. That's how tough it's going to be. The Dodgers need to get off to a really good start, and they need to stay healthy. Ooh. That's the other thing. You got to stay healthy this year during this 60-game sprint, because all of a sudden you strain an oblique, or you break a wrist, or you twist an ankle, and you miss 4, 5, 6 weeks. You basically miss the entire regular season. That's why it's going to be tougher for the Dodgers to make the playoffs this year than over a 162-game span.
Yeah, it's going to be harder, and it's also going to be so much of a crapshoot. It's any team can get hot. Any team can sustain it for 60 games. But over 162 game schedule, usually the cream rises to the top. The best teams usually win over 162 games. That's the beauty of baseball. That's why I think it takes a certain person to be good at baseball. You never get too high, never get too low. You deal with failure, and then you bounce right back. You don't let one at bat carry into the next. Well, your guy Scott Miller just broke it down in terms of math. Each game counts for 2.7 games in a regular year, so it actually does matter. You have to get a little too high and a little too low. You have to actually the consistency and the even keeledness that usually makes for a great temperament for a baseball player maybe doesn't work for a 60-game season.
No, and I mean, you lose 4 out of 6, and mm-hmm. then you're pressuring, or you get into an 0-for-11 streak, and you're pressuring. You go out, and you get blown up in a start, and all of a sudden you feel that pressure to bounce back. You know, it's going to be very, very tricky. I will say it is going to be great to watch. It is going to be really cool to watch. Dodger baseball will be fun to watch this year. And by the way, this is the first year in 6 years that a lot of people will be able to actually see the games, because the games have been blocked out by DirecTV. And finally, they resolved that deal just in time for this. But you're actually going to get to see games for the first time in 6 years. A lot of you are, and it's going to be tough. It is a crapshoot. The fewer games you have, the more of a crapshoot it is. That's why in the expanded playoff situation, I hate it, because it would have been everybody has a three-game series to advance. A three-game series, anything can happen in a three-game series. I hated those expanded playoffs, the idea that 16 teams would make it and the first round would be three games. What's the point of playing all those games and then having decided by best 2 out of 3?
Yeah.
It's just that makes it even more of a crapshoot.
So I think whoever wins this year, I mean, there's a part of me that says it's going to be an asterisk no matter what. It's such a different year. You're going to be playing games with no fans. I mean, when I was talking to Kenley Jansen last week, you know, what's the book on Kenley? He does really good in the ninth inning when there's all the adrenaline pumping, but not so good in the eighth inning or other, you know, before that there's not all that adrenaline going, because he just needs that to get going. Well, how do you have the same atmosphere and adrenaline when you're playing a game with no fans? I think that's a factor too. I mean, it's just everything about this year is going to be different, and the team and franchises that adapt the best and the quickest are going to come out of it.
So you think this is an asterisk year?
Yeah, I do. See, I think in the NBA, it's less of an asterisk just because.
I don't think the NBA should be. The NBA should not be an asterisk at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the NBA should be an asterisk?
In some ways, because you're not going to have home court advantage. That's out the window. That's very different than in years past. But I think you do have.
You're playing 74 games. The teams that make the playoffs.
They played a lot of games.
74 games,
and we had most of the season done. So the standings and everything that's happening. You know, everything's there's probably where it should be. It's not going to matter that much. You know, who's seeded third versus who's seeded fifth. That's all that's really going to be settled in these last 8 games. So I think that the NBA season is really going to be about who wins the layoff, you know, who stayed in shape the best, who.
And by the way, that's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not nothing. That's part of winning a championship is did you stay in basketball shape? Did you find a way to stay in shape during this long period of time? I know, like for me, Have you stayed in shape during this time, Momo?
I've tried to. Yeah, I work out all the time with my little Beachbody workout. So I do my bar blend and my yoga and my, and you know, 30 minutes. They're like 30-minute workouts. So I don't know, I guess 4 or 5 times a week I work out.
I've done a very bad job.
Really? I thought you were going to be Mr. Yoga.
I've done a fair amount of yoga, but I've also done a fair amount of eating.
Ah, okay.
And the COVID-15, as they call it, is definitely real.
I started gaining weight. I started eating too much because I was eating my feelings a little. Like I think maybe a couple weeks ago I started to get depressed. Just, I don't know why. Yeah, you go up and down a little bit. Your focus wanes or this or that. And I went into a little spot right there, and I was like, oh, I you know when you stop weighing yourself, that's when you know you have a problem because you know you're gaining weight. You're like, I'm just not going to weigh myself.
I'm just not going to weigh myself. Yeah. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. So then I finally did get on the scale, and it was like 5.5 pounds more. And I was like, ooh, that's a lot for 2 weeks. Yeah. And then so last week I just tightened up. I just said, okay, no eating at night. And we're going to get back to our nightly workouts. We're going to get it going. Cause my big weakness is always eating at night. I go and I turn on the TV and I get the munchies, and then it's like, oh, did I just have 900 calories right before bed? Like, that's not a great idea.
As of today, I'm officially COVID. I've got a COVID-15.
15. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you lost
again,
it right 15 before.
15 pounds.
You lost it right before. So do you want to tighten up? Are you to the place where you hate yourself enough that you're going to diet, or are you just still feel like eating your feelings?
No, I mean, every week starts out like I'm going to eat healthy.
Okay.
Like, it's so easy to eat healthy on Monday.
Right.
Monday's like national eat healthy day. Everybody can get through Monday. Tuesday, a little harder, but normally you get through Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It starts to get tough for me on Thursday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Those are my tough days. If I could just eliminate those days. And then, you know, I just blazed the last 4 days. I mean,
Which days were you off last week? Which days?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's
Yeah, and it was just a blur.
Yeah,
it was like a pure.
Restorative. I think that's restorative for you. That's like how you get your groove back.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see the Ezekiel Elliott thing?
Which thing?
Okay, so this is so funny. Funch, line this up. So Zeke is playing, I think it's Call of Duty on it's Twitch. So people are watching him play. And he decides, okay, I'm done. And all of a sudden, he disappears, and then he comes back on and says this.
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro. Oh, no, I didn't make my stream yet.
Whoops.
I'm low-key faded, bro. And then quickly turns off his stream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I was low-key faded for 4 days last week.
I mean, it's legal, right? You're legal here.
No, totally legal.
Everybody's getting through quarantine somehow.
By the way, is it a big deal that they're not testing for recreational drugs in the bubble?
Theoretically, yes. I don't think it's that big of an issue anyway. I don't know we haven't had too many positive tests, right? You know, in violations of the protocol, right? So you'd have to fly with it, get it into the bubble, or somebody would have to deliver it. It'd be a little bit hard.
I don't think in Florida it's legal.
No, it's not legal in Florida. But I will say this. I will say this. Come on now. You're going to have all these players and staffers and coaches cooped up in Orlando for 3.5 months. Let them live a little bit, right?
That's
There's already so much sacrifice that's gone on.
That's what I say. Actually, I want to talk about that coming back next because, you know, you mentioned that you got a little depressed. I think that's actually going to be one of the great issues going into this NBA bubble is the mental health aspect of things. Let's get into that next. Plus, I really don't put an asterisk on either the NBA or baseball if you win the World Series or if you win the NBA championship. I think it's actually harder to win for the Dodgers this year. So I don't put an asterisk there. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN. Hey, by the way, Game of Games at 545. What did I miss? Who's winning Game of Games now?
That would be me.
You? How many wins do you have?
Three.
Three. So three it's total you wins. With Lindsay with three.
John with two. And then I think you and Funch each have one, right?
I have two.
Oh, you have two. Funch has one then. Okay.
So you cleaned up last week.
Sure did.
Lindsay, three. Ireland, two. Funch, zero, one. Funch, one. And I have two. So
really
you know this. You know this game. We keep track of the guys who win the games now.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I'll do well.
No, I don't. Your games are. And tomorrow you have to write a game.
Okay. Yeah, you got to break me into this because I haven't done this yet.
You haven't written a game. You've written a game for Fast Track.
Oh,
it's just like that.
Games.
I haven't done.
Games.
I mean, Mace, did you catch the one that I did about which animal lives longer?
No, I didn't.
You know, donkeys live to be 50 years old.
No, didn't.
50.
Didn't.
Yeah, it was a good game. I thought
that's the kind of thing. Donkeys live to be 50 years old. It's like your favorite.
It sounds good. I'm sorry I missed that one. Come up with a good game for tomorrow.
Okay.
Play the Ezekiel Elliott thing one more time.
Oh, bro, I'm low key faded, bro.
Are you?
Oh no, I didn't even end my stream yet.
Oh no.
He was on Twitch. Oh no, I didn't even end my stream yet. Low key faded. Low-key faded.
I gotta be honest. Can we all just give ourselves a break during this quarantine time?
Yeah, completely.
It's fine.
Agree.
He's on Twitch late at night. He's trying to connect with people. He's probably like bored, lonely, whatever. Who knows? You know, I mean, it's never a good idea to tweet your feelings. Like, it's never a good idea to eat your feelings or tweet your feelings.
Eat them or tweet them.
Eating your feelings is only a bad thing if you do it over a sustained time. If you just do it one night, it's okay. Tweeting can last a lifetime.
Yeah, I know. Your tweet is going to be out there.
Yeah, that sticks.
Your tweet is so there. It is so there.
Yeah.
All right. So we were talking a little bit about the mental health aspect of things going into the bubble. Dr. Steven Gonzalez, who's an executive board member for the Association for Applied Sports Psychology, talked about this. He said, staying free of COVID-19 and getting back into the game after a four-month hiatus might be nothing compared to the players' mental health challenges, the anxiety, worry, isolation of human beings. It's even more challenging. It causes a lot of depression. That's the hidden side effect of being inside this bubble. Momo, it's, you know, we talk about this as, you know, casually as living in a bubble. It from a mental health perspective, and we're finding this out in the real world, it's been challenging.
I even when you have a good plan of attack, like when we first came into this, Mace, I remember you and I talking like, we're going to crush this. We're going to like we're going to learn a new language. We're going to do yoga. We're going to meditate. We're going to have a plan and a structure to all of our days. And like, even when you keep that up for like a month or two, after a while, you have these like, okay.
Now I'm just low-key faded.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's really, okay, since we're doing Optimistic Monday, should we just be like Pete Carroll and name this as, we're going to name the day. It's going to be Optimistic Monday. Okay. We're going to
Optimistic Monday. Okay.
Yeah,
got
okay.
It.
I think he does something more alliterative. So let's think about
tomorrow's competition Tuesday.
Yeah, Competition Tuesday, all right?
Yeah.
No, that's usually Competition Wednesday, I think, for Pete Carroll. But this is Optimistic Monday. So I'm going to say that while there will be mental health challenges, and they are consistent, especially for people who will be there the longest, there's also an opportunity for an incredible brotherhood and camaraderie to arise with teams who, you know, you don't have anyone else to talk to there. You're not going to be with your families for a long time. I mean, halfway through your families can come, but the first 6-7 weeks, like, it's just your teammates. And I've been in locker rooms where you barely see people talking to each other, planes, automobile. I mean, I asked Ireland about this. How often do you see guys really conversing, having deep, you know, college dorm room style conversations? Not that much. Well, now you will.
Right. Now you will.
You have no one else to talk to. And I hope it becomes kind of like the Olympics where you see these great relationships formed, you know, that end up becoming the beginning
of
super
teams. So you think it could turn out to be like the Olympic Village?
Yeah, I hope so. That's what I hope. I hope that especially amongst the teams in the big hotel, because they're going to be there the longest, right? The top four seeds in each in each league are going to be on, are going to be in that in the nicest hotel. Just think about all the recruiting that could be done there. Think about all of the deep conversations that could be had there.
Oh, right, right. All the player tampering.
Yeah, I mean,
unfortunately, this is a weak free agent season we're going into.
Yeah, but it's not about this year. It's about plotting for the next year.
Exactly. It's about 2021.
Right. And a lot of the top players are going to be there. I mean, if I'm the Bucks, I basically institute a buddy rule with Giannis. I assign somebody to be with Giannis at all times. Don't let anybody talk to Giannis without a member of the Bucks being there
right
with him.
By the way, everybody likes Low-Key Faded on Twitter. But, Funch, can you find Don Nelson, that Don Nelson clip, which is
oh, the
very
the
best clip of all? Is Don Nelson, who longtime NBA head coach.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And he's got, like, white hair and a ponytail. And hit it again, Funch.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot, actually.
Yeah, I've been smoking some pot. Guy retired and moved to Hawaii.
He lives on Kauai. He's got his little place in Hanalei or wherever it is.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome.
That's going to be UMass, right? Is that what you're doing?
When it's all over?
Yeah, when you're 80.
Yep, when it's all over, that's exactly where I am.
You're
going to be low-key faded on the reg.
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro.
I love that. I love that. All right. Yeah, by the way, anybody taking me out? Do you think there's an asterisk on whoever wins the World Series this year, Momo?
Yeah, I do.
Hell no.
60
Hell no.
games?
We 60 could
see
games.
Anyone come out.
Harder to make the playoffs than in a 162 game season.
Yeah, harder, but not necessarily the best teams. The best teams over 60 games.
Right, but for a team like the Dodgers, for a team like the Yankees, for a team like the Astros, for the really, really good teams, it is going to be harder to make the playoffs than it would be over a 162-game season.
Mm. Yeah.
In that, because of that, I say there's no asterisk if the Dodgers win the World Series. World Series is a World Series. The playoffs are set up exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Well,
that's the other thing is you still have to run the gauntlet. You still have to survive Dave Roberts' decisions in the postseason.
Well, now there's a whole other wrinkle to it with the runner on second and the DH. I mean, that's all different now.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we doing the pitch clock? Are we doing that?
No pitch clock.
Okay.
No pitch clock. And no reason for a bunch of pitching changes. Since you are going with the DH, you don't have to worry about the hitter spot in the lineup.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I don't put an asterisk on it. If the Dodgers win, no asterisk. If somebody else wins, maybe. Astros win, asterisk.
Okay, I'll go with you on that.
Yeah.
Sounds self-serving, but sure.
Of course it's self-serving.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, I want to get into... I want to circle back to the Dodgers and their depth and how important their depth is going to be. Plus, J.R. Smith. We haven't talked about J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith is about to become a Laker. We'll get into that also. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So we're going to talk to Lindsay Theory here in a minute. I am really, really concerned about my Rams going into this season.
I know.
You know what concerns me most?
What?
Backup quarterback. Backup quarterback, a gigantic hole. I was hoping for Cam Newton. We'll talk to Lindsay Theory. The Rams, how interested were they, and are they interested potentially in Colin Kaepernick, an experienced quarterback, in lieu of John Wolford, who is right now expected to be the backup quarterback for the Rams?
Who?
You know, the John Wolford?
I've done a real deep dive on him. And I didn't find anything.
Yeah, there's not a lot to find. He has never taken a snap. Never taken a snap at the NFL level. So we'll get into that with Lindsay here in a minute. Lakers are going to sign J.R. Smith. Momo, what do they get?
Well, I like the signing. I just don't know how rusty he's going to be. It's been a year and a half since he played basketball, but the guy is an incredible athlete. He's won championships. He has a few JR moments.
Yes, he does.
He makes for great radio, Mace. I mean, I kind of root for us, right? So he will give us moments and content to talk about. But he's a winner. He's a pretty good defender when he wants to be. He can have a heat check game. He can go off. I mean, there will be games.
Sure.
That J.R. Smith can just win you games by himself. Same with Deion Waiters. They can win you games by themselves because they can get hot and go for 25 points in a quarter. I mean, that's those two guys' game. And I think the Lakers need some of that. And I do think both of them can be good defenders when you need them to be. Now, are they uncomplicated like Avery Bradley was? No.
No, I think they're going to miss Avery Bradley more than we've been talking about. I think they're going to miss Avery Bradley. I think they're going to miss his on-ball defense. And, you know, for all the talk about J.R. Smith, this is really going to come down to KCP and Alex Caruso. They're going to divvy up those minutes between the two of those guys. And KCP has had a really, really good year. So he deserves some more minutes. Whether Caruso can handle that in terms of being an on-ball defender, we're going to find out. But they're definitely going to miss Avery Bradley. All right, joining us right now is our friend Lindsay Theory, who writes for the Rams, or writes the Rams column for ESPN. Lindsay, how are you?
Oh, doing good, Mace. How are you today?
Everything is good. So I guess we got to start with the big question. What is going on with the wedding?
Oh, well, you know, this last weekend would have been the official wedding weekend, but it did not go down. I'm still technically single, hey. Now we're kicking it to May of 2021.
Oh, you know what? It's good. You know what? I think this is good, Linz, because 2020 is just a bad year. Like, you just don't want anything associated with this is going to be a delete year. We're just, you know, we have leap years. This is a delete year. Like, let's just all try to get through it and christen it 2021. It'll be better.
Amen. As great as getting married in the year 2021 sounded, I mean, this has just been a total hellscape. So let's just be on with it. 2021, wedding or bust.
Plus, it gives you a little more time to think it over, Lindsay.
No, Mace, I don't need to think it over. Do you know what this really does? You know
what?
That dreaded wedding diet? Like,
yes.
That is something that you, like, dread, right, for the whole lead-up to the wedding. And now it's been extended, so, for another year, and I already have my dress, and I'm not going to go buy another dress. So I'm like, wait, I have to do this for another year? Like, what are we
doing? No. You can take a break and then lose it again. I did the wedding diet, too. I lost, like, 18 pounds before my wedding, and it was amazing.
Oh,
I had to get my dress resized because I lost so much weight. You just eat whatever you want, and then starting in about February, then go back on the diet. You'll be fine.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
My closet might not like that, but I think that sounds like a nice plan.
Yeah,
all
this
right,
is how we got to get through quarantine.
So, Lindsay, let's talk John Wolford. Let's talk John Wolford. John Wolford right now is our backup quarterback. Gil Brandt, who writes for NFL.com, says that is a gigantic hole on this Rams roster. And I got to agree, do they really go into the season with John Wolford as their backup quarterback?
Mace, we know we're in the dog days of summer when we're talking about the Rams' backup quarterback.
Wait a minute. No. Absolutely not. I think this is huge, Lindsay. I mean, we've had the good fortune of Jared Goff being healthy for the last 3.5 years. But I don't think you can count on that forever. And he's one heartbeat away from being the starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. You need a competent backup.
He is. And, you know, I will say, I have heard from multiple people in the building how much confidence they have in John Wolford's preparation, his skill set, all the above. I mean, should it be a bit scary if you're a Rams fan that you don't have a backup who's played in the NFL behind Jared Goff? Absolutely. But I think I think the Rams should have planned better for this. But, like, keep in mind, Mace, they have just over $5 million in cap space right now, so they don't have a ton of money to work with. Jared Goff stayed healthy. I mean, do I think this is a good plan to go John Wolford, Jared Goff, and then two guys who are, you know, undrafted rookies on the roster? They could be headed for disaster quick, but right now their hands seem a bit tied.
So I just did a quick deep dive on John Wolford. After
Didn't
going
take
undrafted,
long, did it?
No. 2018 NFL draft, Wolford signed as an undrafted free agent with the Jets. He played in most of a preseason finale against the Eagles, completing 8 passes on 20 attempts. Then he was cut. Then he played for the Arizona Hotshots in the 2019 AAF. What's that? What is the AAF? Is that America?
That was that AF league that popped up right before the
XFL. They folded. Okay, so they folded, and now he's on the Rams. Is that about it? That's the background?
Yeah, I think you hammered it out. I think the one lone shining highlight there also might be that John Wolford was responsible for playing Lamar Jackson on the scout team the week that the Rams prepared for the Baltimore Ravens. But Mace, that's probably
we got absolutely destroyed up, right? In that game. That is a terrible thing to put on your resume. We got our clock cleaned in that game.
Nate, I'm trying to find, I know you're a Rams fan, though. I'm trying to find something super positive to grasp onto. You know, Mina Kimes is a huge John Wolford fan.
No,
okay?
Is she really?
Yes, she is huge. I mean, Mina is chairwoman of his fan club. I will say that.
Wow, because she does the Rams preseason games, so she might know. Hey, did they look at Cam Newton?
You know, I don't think they looked too hard at Cam Newton. So, even, like, one thing that the Rams have benefited from in the past, well, obviously they had Sean Mannion, but then last year they had Blake Bortles, and Blake's contract was mostly being paid for by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He came on a $1 million contract. So, again, I just think at the end of the day, it seems crazy, but the Rams just don't have much wiggle room for signing any kind of expensive quarterback. And also with the Cam Newton situation, you just paid Jared Goff. So Cam Newton's not, I mean, he's a starting quarterback in the NFL without a doubt. So it's kind of like, why would you bring in Cam Newton to play behind Jared Goff? Then you're going to create your own quarterback controversy. And there's no way the Rams want a quarterback controversy when they guaranteed Jared Goff the most money in the NFL.
Still not a good reason to not have a solid backup quarterback. Do you think they would look at Colin Kaepernick?
I think they would definitely explore that. I haven't, you know, had a chance really since they have broke for the summer to bring up Colin's name to them. The one thing I would say with Colin Kaepernick, he's probably a much different, I mean, when you compare Colin Kaepernick and Jared Goff, like two entirely different skill sets.
Yep.
Which is something where I know this is crazy to say because Colin Kaepernick led his team to the Super Bowl. But the style of play in which you would need one system versus the other with Jared would be entirely different. So, you know, that's kind of like if Jared went down, you had to insert Colin, suddenly your entire offense.
You'd have to change the entire offense, yeah.
So the other thing, too, is there's a lot of veteran quarterbacks that you can just sign. Like, they're just available. And
yeah, like, would they bring back Blake Bortles?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't see why they would be opposed to bringing back Blake. You know, he's out there. He's a free agent. It doesn't look like the market for him is too hot right now. I saw some pictures of him fishing out in Florida. So I think there's definitely some veterans who are going to be out there who they can kind of get on the cheap. You know, so as long as those guys remain floating, I don't know that it's a super pressing concern for the Rams until they get a few other aspects of their salary cap situation fleshed out.
All right. And what's the current plan? When are the Rams expected to report to a camp?
So the current plan would have veterans reporting on July 28th, I believe is the date.
Uh-huh.
And then quarterbacks and rookies and any guys rehabbing would be a few days before that. Training camp, of course, will be held at Cal Lutheran, their team facility up there, as all NFL teams are going to have to hold training camps at their team facilities. So it can be a lot different. And unfortunately for Rams fans who are so used to going down to UC Irvine and having that very interactive experience, unfortunately for them, that won't be happening this year.
Are you going to cover the team the same way you have always covered them?
Day in and day out? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, day in and day out. Are you going to go to the camp, all that stuff?
You know, we don't know yet. It kind of looks a little bit doubtful. So the Rams converted the media room into kind of a overflow locker room so that they can make sure their players have social distancing, but really no guidelines have been released on the media on what to expect. To be honest, I'm not going to be surprised if we're covering a lot of this season from Zoom calls, like the daily news conferences and whatnot. I just won't be surprised. I mean, I don't think there's any chance we're in locker rooms this year by any measure. So I think it's going to change a lot from that aspect, which will make it more challenging. But as we've tried to do all offseason, we'll make the most of it.
Lindsay, you know, I was talking to one of my friends in the business about this. Like, we may have gone into our last locker room for a while. Like, I don't know when we're going back.
That's going to be the really interesting thing. I think players really didn't mind us being in there, but, you know, accessing, watching The Last Dance on ESPN and seeing the access the media and the reporters used to have, and now kind of comparing that to what it is today. I mean, at every opportunity, it seems to get pulled back and get pulled back. And it might be kind of one of those things we tell our kids, right? Like, hey, we used to go in the locker room after games or every day after practice. And they're going to look at us like, wait, what? That sounds absurd. And back in the day, I mean, I hope that's not, because at that time, especially daily open locker rooms after practice or before practice, those are just so valuable because guys are, you know, kind of lounging around. You can chit-chat with them. You can find out about, you know, them as people, them as players. I mean, you talk about all kinds of things, and that's where so many great stories come from. So, you know, I hope when it's safe we can go back to that. But, yeah, Ramona, I just wouldn't be stunned if we never did.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lindsay, do something about that backup quarterback job, will you?
Yeah, let me just put on my GM hat, and I'll take care of that for you, Mace. We'll get someone who you're super comfortable with sent over your list.
At the very least, express my concern, okay?
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is my game today. Lindsay leads Game of Games for the month of June. She's got 3. I've got 2. Ireland's got 2. Funch has 1. Momo will play today. Never bet on Momo in these games. She's bad at writing them and bad at playing them. That's the one thing you can count on about Momo. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is time for Game of Games. And again, we keep track of this for the month of June. Lindsay's won 3 games. Ireland won 2. I won 2. Funch won 1. Momo is sitting in today. And we've got a game called What is Greater? What is Greater? The game is Size Matters, okay? Momo, you play. Lindsay, you can play, and of course, Funch, you can play. The game is called Size Matters, and you'll quickly catch on. Number one, what is taller? The height of a stack of dollar bills equal to the national debt or the height of Mount Everest? So again, height of a stack of dollar bills equal to the national debt or the height of Mount Everest? Momo, which one is it?
I'm going to say dollar bills.
Dollar bills. Lindsay.
It's definitely got to be dollar bills.
Dollar bills. Funch.
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest is wrong, Funch. Not your day so far, anyway. The correct answer is dollar bills. That would be, and this is a while back, 1.146 miles. Mount Everest is 100,000 feet. All right, number 2.
What was greater? What was the national debt in that one?
The national debt was only at 18.15, so it's gone up since I wrote this game.
As of May 1st, the debt held by the U.S. public is $19 trillion.
There you go. So it's even taller. All right, which is greater, the weight of Warren Buffett's net worth in pennies or the weight of the Titanic? Lindsay.
I'm going to go with Warren Buffett's net worth in pennies.
Warren Buffett's net worth in pennies. Funch.
I'm going to say the Titanic. Those things were heavy with metal and steel back in the day.
Titanic. And Momo.
I will also say the Titanic.
I'm sorry. The correct answer is Warren Buffett's net worth is $67.3 billion. That's 6.73 trillion pennies, weighs more than the Titanic.
You know, the first dollars that he invested were actually pennies he collected from his paper route.
Wow.
And he still lives in that same house in Omaha.
Yep.
All right. What is greater, the length of the DNA of a single human cell stretched end to end, or the height of John Stewart? So which is greater, the length of the DNA of a single human cell stretched end to end, or the height of John Stewart? Funch?
John Stewart.
You say John Stewart is greater. Okay. Momo?
I will also say John Stewart.
John Stewart. Lindsay?
I'm going to go with the DNA cell.
And the DNA is the absolute way to go.
Really?
Yep. A length of DNA much taller than John Stewart's 5.5. He's 5.5 feet tall.
What?
All right.
Lindsay's
got a commanding 3-1
lead.
I know.
That was a trick question, though. He seemed way taller than that.
Why was that a trick question?
Well, because you've had like a bunch in a row that like would be like that, so I thought it was going to.
That's how we get you. The reverse.
They're all trick questions.
Like
one is the correct answer, and one's the wrong answer.
The reverse switch, Momo.
Okay. All right. Which is greater, number of stars in the Milky Way or number of molecules in a gallon of water? Number of stars in the Milky Way or number of molecules in a gallon of water? Momo, it's back to you.
I'm going to say molecules in a gallon of water.
Molecules. Lindsay?
I'm going to go with the Milky Way stars.
Milky Way. Funch?
Stars in the Milky Way.
The correct answer, only Momo gets it,
is
the number of molecules
there's
in a gallon
lot
of
there's
water.
There's a lot.
Wait, there's like hundreds of billions of stars in the Milky Way, and there's more molecules in water?
I don't think there's hundreds of billions of stars.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I don't know.
The number of molecules in a gallon of water is 100 million billion billion.
Okay, wow. So there you go, Momo.
All right. So it's Lindsay 3, Momo 2, Funch nothing. What is greater, the distance to the center of the Earth or the total length of the Nile River? The distance to the center of the Earth or the total length of the Nile River? Lindsay, it's to you.
I'm going to go with the Nile River.
The Nile River. Funch?
Denial.
The distance to the center of the Earth.
Distance to the center of the Earth. And Momo?
Distance to the center of the Earth.
Correct answer. Total length of the Nile River is the correct answer.
Oh, my God.
Distance to the center of the Earth is 3,956 miles. Distance of the Nile River, 4,132 miles.
Wow, it's close. Okay.
Which is older, the Redwood Forest or the La Brea Tar Pits? The Redwood Forest or the La Brea Tar Pits? Funch, we start with you this time.
La Brea Tar Pits.
La Brea Tar Pits. Momo.
Yeah, I'm also going to say La Brea Tar Pits.
La Brea Tar Pits. And Lindsay.
I feel like this is probably a trick question, or it actually could be a double switch. So I'm
double switch.
Tar Pits.
Tar Pits is the correct answer, yes, and it's not even close.
They got like saber-toothed tigers in there, man.
There was a gigantic elephant with horns stuck in that thing.
They got dinosaurs in there.
Yeah.
The last one. Who has more Twitter followers? Ramona Shelburne.
Oh, gosh.
Or Dan Lebatard? Ramona Shelburne or Dan Lebatard? And I'll tell you, it's close. Lindsay, you have to go first.
I guess I hate to do this, but Momo, I'm going to have to go with Dan Lebatard.
Dan Lebatard.
I hope I'm
Momo,
wrong.
Momo, you're up next.
Well, I'm going to vote. I want to win, so I'm going to vote on me. I'm going to say me.
Okay. And Funch?
You can't win, by the way.
I got Momo.
The correct answer, Dan Lebatard. 438,000 Twitter followers. Ramona, you're at 397. Lindsay wins today's Game of Games. She now has a commanding 4-2 to 2-1 lead.
Dang, Lindsay. I thought that I was so bad at games.
You're not the best at games.
You're only good compared to me. Wait, that's not a win.
That's not right, because if you think about it, this is the thing with the games.
Yeah.
In the past, before Game of Games, they always allowed the last question to allow you to make up the difference.
True.
Which is why I often lost, because I would be on fire, and then John would get the last question right, and then
I would beat everybody.
But Lindsay, you beat me a couple times with that same strategy.
You're right, I did, but I think I lost more times than
No, you won
strategy.
More times than you lost.
I disagree, and I think that the scoreboard right now shows it. So let's just take a little scoreboard check again, Mace. How many games am I up by?
Wow, quick loading.
You have four. Four right. games. Me and Ireland have two apiece. And we've got just a couple of days left.
So I think you guys should put this stuff on social. I think this is how you build out the brand, the Mace and Ireland Show brand. put the game of games questions up at the same time, you know, on social and let people play.
Actually,
along,
Lindsay, I have an announcement. Today is June 29th. Tomorrow is the only game I get to play.
Ooh.
You have won Game of Games for the month of June.
Look at that. Look at that. Wait, but are we going on?
Some kind of applause, some kind of like speech, some celebration. No, nothing.
Give a speech, sure.
I would just like to thank you guys for the opportunity for coming up with some really difficult games that I did a really good job of winning.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
I would like to thank my competitors too for really giving it their all.
I didn't cheat enough. I should have cheated.
Oh God!
Absolutely should have. Absolutely.
I totally could have cheated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
want to let you know we got Sliwa coming up here. I want to let you know my latest Culture Pop podcast is online right now. It is the very funny Phil Rosenthal, who created Everybody Loves Raymond, and has a show on Netflix called Somebody Feed Phil. It's an unbelievable gig because all he does is travel to every major international city and eats their food and experiences their culture. He goes to Bangkok and Marrakesh and Cape Town and London and Paris and Venice, Italy, all that kind of stuff. So the show is Somebody Feed Phil. He's really funny on the podcast. You can check it out on stevemason.com and subscribe. Did you look at the new stevemason.com, Momo?
I saw it, and I still want you to smile more.
You went to the site? All the smile I got.
I mean, I think that you're a much happier person than that. Like, I feel like you got this, like, you know, hey, cool guy smile, but not a full smile.
Yeah, I don't have a full smile. I'm not a full smile guy. No.
Okay.
I'm not a full smile
guy. I do like the black shirt. I do like it. I listened to, I listened to the one with George, and I listened to the one with John because those are the people I knew. I like that.
George was great.
I like the one with John, too.
The one with John was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what one we're going to do coming up?
Okay.
We're
going to
do one where Ireland interviews me.
Ooh. Okay.
Which,
I like that.
Which I think will be as interesting as when I interviewed John. There'll be stuff in there that nobody's ever heard before. Anyway, the Phil Rosenthal one is there right now. Go to stevemason.com and subscribe. All right, coming up next for you, Sliwa's coming in here. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so I don't know if you happen to hear this, Alan Sliwa, but today we are having technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. Momo's filling in for John, and I couldn't get myself online to be able to start the show. So Momo, being the professional broadcaster that she was the person who started the show, and this is what that sounded like.
Oh.
Funch?
Oh, sounds about right.
Funch doesn't have that.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, I'll just recreate it for you. It was sort of like, it felt like 3 hours, but it was probably about 30 seconds. It was kind of like when you have like the 12th man on the bench and the starter has to come, like all of a sudden can't go right off the beginning of the game, and the coach says, get in there, go play. And they're just totally discombobulated. Their shoes aren't even tied, cold, and you're just trying not to
mess it up. What was your most famous line from that open? I'm trying to remember. Was it help?
Lindsay, are you there? Right, Linz?
Am I by myself? I think you
am
said
I by
that.
Myself?
Or am I alone?
Is it just me?
Am I alone?
But it's so different, Ramona. If you were walking into the start of the show and you knew you were going to be by yourself, like completely
I would have
different,
printed
right?
Something, yeah.
Completely different. And then just on the fly. No Mace, nobody else. The mics are. I get it.
Somebody who takes too long coming back from the bathroom or something during break. Back when we used to be in the studio, like totally fine. I could handle that. I just chop it up with Funch a little bit or Greg or Lindsay, whoever's there, and we just stall for a minute or two. And sometimes I can go if I need to, but usually you're going to be back in time. But this was like I thought Lindsay was there and I thought Funch was there and they weren't.
Yeah.
They were not.
They were not. They were not.
Anybody?
So, Sleewer,
Bueller,
what's going on, man?
Bueller?
Well, I'll ask the both of you on this, and I know Mace, even though you were gone Wednesday to Friday, but you said, I think you said you stayed in town, right?
Yeah, I stayed in town. In fact, I had a lot in common with Ezekiel Elliott. Do you have that fun?
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro. Oh, no, I didn't even end my stream yet.
I was low-key faded, bro.
Oh, I wish you called in. You should have called in at any point.
Yeah.
You guys were talking a little bit earlier on the hot dog competition.
Yes.
Who watches that?
Yeah, you know, I honestly don't know who watches it.
I can't do it. My stomach
can't do it. It's absolutely disgusting. It really is. I would do it as a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said you did the donuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did do the donuts. Sliwa, what about you and me?
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog eating contest on Zoom.
Oh, no.
Mace, here's what we should do. We talked about this.
Can we do that? Could you actually pull that off?
Okay, so we do a hot dog eating contest. If this is before my show, that's not a good idea.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, before your show, mm-hmm. during crosstalk.
No.
But I have to go 3 hours after that. 100%. I have to go 2.5 hours after that.
Great idea.
It's 100% a great idea. That is what producer Lindsay has said.
You know what they say, that you do your best when you're faced with adversity.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the tune-in for that? Can you imagine?
Record-breaking.
Carlo can help us hook that up on Twitter the way the Kamenetsky brothers do their late-night happy hour. We could actually side-by-side be eating hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awful. That sounds awful.
Doesn't it sound entertaining? And we are – listen, more than anything, Alan, this is what you got to get through your head. Okay. We are in the entertainment business. This is the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To me, this would be a great move for your career. The first ever Mason and Sliwa hot dog eating contest in honor of Independence Day. Because believe me, that's what the founders had in mind when they invented this country.
Do you remember our idea, what we were going to do before the quarantine? Yes or no, on the Howlin' Rays?
On the Howlin' Rays, right. We were going to do the
hottest wing.
The hottest wings,
Yeah, the hot challenge.
Okay, Lindsay, so I was just going to say, so here's the only challenge with it. How do I do 2.5 hours of radio after that? How does that happen?
You know, that's not my business.
I got an answer for you.
Yes, Ramona. Let's hear it.
It is an answer that producers at 710 ESPN have come up with many times when faced with similar adversity.
Mm-hmm.
Call a Kamenetsky.
You're right. Call a Kamenetsky.
Just get a Kamenetsky. Doesn't matter. Brian, Andy.
Better call him.
They can help you get through the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even as you retch your guts out.
Yeah.
What's the duration of how many minutes is it? Like, I don't know.
How long does Joey Chestnut
You're going to be burping and barfing. It's going to be really bad.
How long does Joey Chestnut get?
I'm looking it up right now. I think it's something like 30 minutes, isn't it?
No, it's 30 minutes? Gosh. No, it's not. No, it's not 30 minutes.
Maybe it's 10. Maybe it's 10 minutes. Let me look.
Can you imagine the tune-in on this?
I can imagine. I don't think it's going to be as much as you think.
Oh, I think it's going to be bigger than you're thinking. Bigger than you're thinking. This is like the showdown.
10 minutes. Mm.
10 minutes.
It used
How
to be
many hot dogs
minutes,
can you eat in 10 minutes?
Mace, what if we do like 5 minutes? Don't you think 10 minutes is a really long time?
Five minutes of hot dog eating? What is
that's
that, like two hot dogs for you?
How about
you use a knife and a fork?
Here's the thing. I will kick your ass in this thing.
This was good. I like that. Sometimes I need that. I need that a little bit.
No, I am going to kick your ass in the hot dog eating contest.
Are you going to dip the buns and the hot dog? Like, you're dipping it in water too?
Oh. Only way to win.
So the thing you're going up against a guy who once agreed to be buried alive and broadcast from underground. Like, Mace is the king of stunts. Like, before you knew him as Venice Mace, he was like the king of stunts. That's what he does. So I don't think this is going to end well for you.
Lose the last eating competition to Amanda?
No, I beat Amanda.
Oh, I thought she beat you.
No, I ate my dozen and then started on her dozen.
I mean,
Amanda had no chance against me.
You prep for that every night. Your donut eating contest.
Well, I am good at eating donuts. but no, Sliwa, I'm telling you, this will be huge. 5 minutes Friday night.
Friday night, we don't work. We don't work Friday.
I was going to say, you got to do that Thursday.
Oh, Thursday night. Thursday night.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Ramona, talk to me here. What am I doing?
I think you got to do it. I think that you definitely need to call Kamenetsky for backup afterward. Maybe both.
Yeah, maybe both Kamenetskys.
Maybe both.
But I think Amanda and Greg would be like, yeah, sounds good. Go ahead and do your show, buddy. Yeah.
No, I think they will be thrilled by this. In fact, call them right now. Call one of them right now.
Call them right now.
Carlo has already got the wheels in motion.
Oh, gosh.
He actually suggested 7 minutes and 10 seconds for the time.
Oh,
smart, smart.
Carlo is so smart.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And he's already got a poll on Twitter asking people who wants to see a hot dog eating contest on Thursday between Venice Mays and Alan Sliwa. 67% so far say yes.
Here's what I would recommend. I really do think you are going to barf. I really
I definitely need
to have a backup plan for this. So you could you kind of have to do this. Like you are new at this, right?
Yep.
You're still getting the Sliwa show.
You're being challenged
by
the big dog.
Yeah, this is like Kobe calling out Sasha Vujacic in practice, okay? And
I think you're giving Sliwa too much credit. It's like Kobe calling out Von Wafer.
Thank you, Ben.
Your chance
Thank
to make a name for yourself.
Okay? But like if you don't accept this challenge, like
I don't
Kobe
see
is forever going. Yeah, I do. Yeah, Mace is Kobe, dude. He is.
This
He's been
is
in this market
never,
for like 20 years.
This is never going away if you don't accept this challenge. This is never going away.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to be good at this. You can you can accept the challenge and then really suck, and it, at least you try. You have
and
to
just
try
lose that. Badly to me.
Yeah. But I do, I will caution you. Okay, I'm on Thursday. If you are really going to barf, if you really have a trouble, I will stay on for another little bit afterwards, okay?
There you go.
I'll help you out. Not for too long, like maybe another segment or two, but, you know, definitely get a Kamenetsky on standby.
Definitely have a cam standing by. An emergency cam. We all have an emergency cam, right? So, Slee, were you in? I'm not hearing an excited yes. Nothing?
He can't say no at this point.
You can't.
You can't possibly say no, not after this buildup.
What time are we doing it? At 5:55 or
cross
No, we are doing
Alan,
it.
You know what? Do you know what the exact response is? You act like a Major League Baseball player right now. Hashtag when and where.
When and
When's
where.
Your answer? Mm. Yeah,
exactly.
When and where.
When and where. 6:15 Thursday night.
6:15 Thursday night.
The first ever Mason versus Sliwa hot dog eating contest.
On Zoom or Periscope. What are we going to do?
I think it's going to be on Periscope.
I think we should do it at 6 because then that would give us a segment to reflect on it afterwards.
I don't know if anybody's going to be reflecting after eating a hot dog.
Something other. Well, that reflecting is one way to put it.
Not exactly reflecting.
You know what, Mace? You're right. We can reflect on Monday.
Yeah, we'll reflect on Monday about it. But I think it's going to be...
The reflect, Mace, is going to literally be my show starts right at 6:30.
Exactly. It's perfect. Now, here's the thing. I don't give you any chance. You have no chance against me. None. I am,
He's calling you out, Sliwa. Now you really have to do it.
I will kick your ass in this thing. Trust me. It's going to happen. You've got no chance.
Okay, we have a response now from producer Greg, from corporate Greg.
Okay.
Corporate Greg has just texted all of us. This is an incredible idea and needs to happen. Also, Sliwa, you do need to do the rest of your show.
Yes.
Yeah. That one I was expecting.
You do
yeah,
not
that
have a choice.
Expecting.
You do not have a choice
one,
on the matter
show,
in either sense.
Hey, Mace, that show, too, has to be no guests, nothing. I just have to go by myself for 2.5 hours.
No, I was trying to help you out. Get a
cam. Wait. If you lose, let's put some stakes on this.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Lose,
all right, what are the stakes?
You have to do the whole show by yourself, no emergency cams or nothing.
No, I think he's going to need an emergency cam.
Okay.
I think he's going to need an emergency.
So you could probably come up with some better stakes.
Okay, so wait. So what is the stake here? So if I win, what happens? And if you win, what happens?
Okay. If I win, crosstalk goes back to being fun again.
Oh. That felt kind of loaded.
Crosstalk goes back to being fun.
Does that just mean you make fun of Alan the whole time?
No, no. It means there's some gentle razzing.
Can we play the Does Sliwa Know game again? Can we play that? That was fun.
Oh, we can play Does Sliwa Know, sure. Okay. Sliwa, you don't mind that game, do you?
Those are usually I don't know. Just a heads up. Those I just usually don't know. I think we already know the answer to that.
But you would probably do the birthday game again, right?
I never backed away from the birthday game. Birthday game just kind of stopped happening.
So I'm going to give you
the birthday game or no? Have you guys done the birthday game lately?
No, we haven't because
game of games.
Game of games, right?
We
so that's different. But I'll write a birthday game if it means that you'll play.
Okay, Alan, if Alan wins by some miracle, what do you get? Like if you beat Mace, if you take him down.
How about if he wins, then Mace has to do the show with him?
That's really tough.
You have to do the entire show on
how
Thursday.
Long are you on for? How long are you on for, Alan?
He's got 2.5 hours.
Till 9 o'clock. Oh, yep, yeah. Till 9.
Mace is never going to do that.
Let me tell you something.
It's a great wager.
Pretty effing confident. Wow. My ability to win this.
Wow.
So if I lose, Sliwa, then I have to do your entire Thursday show with you.
Wow.
This is great. This needs to happen. It's happening.
What if you did Thursday's show? What if you did it solo on your own?
No, Thursday night show.
No, that's too hard.
You've got to participate.
You've got to do
with
both.
No guests for a year. No, I'm kidding. All right.
Year.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
you've got to do it.
This much has been decided. All right. I think. Yeah, we're definitely.
When and where? That's your answer, Alan.
We're definitely doing a hot dog competition. So that's happening on Thursday night at 7:10. No, for seven minutes and 10 seconds.
How many hot dogs can you eat?
What if we did it, Mace, at 7:10?
No.
Do it during my show.
6:15.
Just do it during my show. We have a break in the middle of that.
I don't want to have to stay on.
Oh, no, you'll be good.
We're doing it at 6:15.
You'll need to do play-by-play.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna do it, but if it's 7:10, then you know it's like dinner.
No, we'll do it at 6:15 because we got like overtime rules.
Yeah,
and
okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm not staying on to 7:15.
Unless you lose,
you might have to stay behind
much longer. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I might have to be there all night. Yeah, don't trust me. I have every incentive to win this thing.
Yeah.
All right. So we're on 6:15 Thursday night. First ever Mason versus Sliwa hot dog eating contest.
But the stakes, we got to come up with what better stakes.
Let's work on that.
I think those are pretty good, at least the fact that Mason would have to do your show with you.
We have some time on that. We know we're doing it.
Yeah.
What should the stakes be if I win? That's a good question. That's a good question.
Well, what is it that you want? Oh, maybe you can think about it during the TikTok videos together.
No, I don't want to do a TikTok video with Alan.
Yeah, it's true.
You can think about it during this break.
That will not be a sensation.
No, that was rough for me to kind of take. I mean, my thought process has always been TikTok videos with Mace. That's always been one of my things. But
it's been a dream.
It's not there, and I have to accept that.
The TikTok community has been waiting for that. All right, more crosstalk coming up next. Mason in Ireland. Slee was here. Momo's here. 710 ESPN. All right, so it's official. The hot dog eating contest is on for this Thursday night. Sliwa, are you nervous?
Mace, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Wow.
Whoa. What happened during the break? You just shifted into swagger, man.
I'm just saying.
Is it liquid courage? Did you get out a bottle of gin?
Just had a little bit of bourbon. Just had a little bit of bourbon before the show. Mace, you know the routine before the show.
Really? That's how you do the show?
No.
One shot an hour?
No.
He's got his
one
game
shot
face
an hour.
On.
By the way, I've done shows like that. I've done shows one shot every. Okay, so here's the way it went down. It was one of those hacky morning radio St. Patrick's Day drinking things where you bring in a police officer.
Yeah.
And he tests your response time so you know how many drinks it is before you are too drunk to drive. So you drink a shot every 15 minutes. So I'm drinking a shot, drink a shot, drink a shot. I'm about an hour in. My response time is getting faster. It's getting faster. I'm getting more alert. He's like, you're screwing up this bit. I ended up blowing, I think, a point one, which was significant. A point one is significant. I think 0.08 is when you're legally drunk, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 0.08.
That's the legal limit. Mm-hmm.
0.08. So I think I got to a 0.1 before we called the whole thing off. But, stupid radio. Hey, that's what we'll do next, Lewa.
What are we going to do? Shot for shot?
For Labor Day, shot for shot. We got to turn this into a competition segment.
Alan, you have to think of this as an opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever I do something stupid, I just have to lean into it. I just have to that open to the show, definitely not going on my reel. But was it really funny? Super embarrassing. Just lean into it. Just let Mace make so he is giving you an opportunity to really
eat
look
a
bad
lot of
here.
Hot dogs.
And
can you grab
radio.
That 5 o'clock open and cue it into Momo's actual moments as she started the show? Just cue it into that.
Hello?
I think this is if you're a young broadcaster.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for a way to get in,
door. Here's what you don't want to do.
And make an impression.
Ugh.
This is a really good how not to. This is a very good how not to lesson.
Yeah.
Momo starting the show today with me having technical difficulties. So it was just her all by herself. Funch, do you have that?
So alone.
Okay, here we go.
So then Momo had to start the show by herself. Let's roll the tape.
I don't know about that full strength thing. What do you think, Lens? Full strength? Momo's on, John's on vacation, and Mace is having technical difficulties. So you're going to have to fill me in on what's going on with Passing Gay, Lindsay. Lindsay, Fulton, where are you at? All right, we're going to get caught up. Momo's here. Mace is trying to reconnect here. And J.R. Smith, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, is officially a member of the Lakers. Lens, are you there? Funch, are you there?
I'm here now.
You know what?
Lens, are you there?
Are you there? Ramona, that's not that bad.
She did get a little contact in there.
I don't even think I pronounce things. Mace is having a little technical difficulty. I think I could say it right. I was so what is happening here?
And you're a trooper.
It was great. It was great.
You know what you need to do is you need to transpose. You need to transpose that clip with my very impressive clip.
Yeah.
You can make a whole mashup out of that.
Very impressive. That's what I miss about the studio. I miss the ability to play those little sound effects.
Yep.
Lens, at one point we were going to work on that. Did that just not fly?
Well, basically my laptop, along with Greg Berman's, and I think Raj's too now, are basically bricks.
Oh, okay.
Because I think our IT department has just, they're either so backed up with all the home working that they just can't get to it, or they just simply don't know how to fix our problem.
That's a thing. Yeah, the IT department. I ordered a new laptop years ago and it never came. I'm still using the company loaner.
It never came years ago. Wait a minute. Years away.
Yeah, and they just said we're really backed up, and I was like, they're like, here's a loaner.
How many years? How backed up are they?
Two or three.
2 or 3 years ago, you ordered.
I just gave up. I stopped checking.
Still
on
not
it.
Here.
Yeah. Stop checking. I was like, well, it's never going to get here.
Hey, it's just like the monitors in the studio, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Mace, you ever try to call the help desk?
I've not, thankfully. I have. I've called the help desk. It is
put aside 4 hours
And, I mean, yeah. I think they're pretty good. The help desk is good. Like somebody's tried to impersonate me a few
times. Disney song. They greet you with a Disney song, and it's like you'll be put on hold, and it'll be like Under the Sea or some kind of
that's fun
great Disney
for a long
music.
Time. And for a long time.
Yeah, and then you get like you since it's such a big company that we work for, ESPN, part of Disney, that you kind of get bounced around to like three or four people before you actually even get a chance to explain what the problem is.
Right now, you can listen to all of Hamilton if you call the helpline. All of Hamilton beginning to end.
That's coming on Disney Plus.
By the way, have you guys seen Hamilton?
Of course.
No.
I have not seen it.
What? No. I've seen it twice. It was better the second time.
But listen, Momo, it's very 1% of us because very few people have
been able to see
Hamilton. It's very expensive. I paid over $300 for tickets.
I think the first time I paid a lot more. The second time I paid less because it was starting to, level out a little.
It is fantastic, and it's something you should grab the kids. Everybody should sit down and watch it this weekend. I know it's on Disney Plus, so it sounds like I'm shilling, but it's Lin-Manuel Miranda is just a total friggin' genius.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if they're going to put closed captions on it, because I think that would totally change the whole experience if you had closed caption with it.
Well, I'm sure there's a button on your phone, on your computer, where you can close caption it.
Because the first time I watched it, it was really good, but they talk really fast and they're using kind of old English, they're 1700s. So I didn't catch as much. And the second time, once I knew the story and I knew the plot more, I really caught a lot more on the second one. But if I had the words in front of me, it would be a whole nother level to understanding it.
Be honest. Did you know anything about Alexander Hamilton before you saw the show?
A little. I knew about the duel with Aaron Burr. That's it.
That's all I knew, too. I knew there was a duel with Aaron Burr, and that was the extent.
And he was on I knew he was the head of the bank. I knew about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a history lesson. But, I mean, the music is unbelievable. You guys have Disney Plus, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I was an early adopter.
One of the benefits of the company.
Alan?
Yeah.
I do not have Disney Plus.
Oh, what is wrong with you? You are just not in the Kids Club.
How do you not have that?
Look, the Netflix, YouTube, I got pretty much all of them. I just don't have Disney
Plus. The bundle, dude. You get Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus.
Well, I have ESPN Plus, so there's the, I guess that's not a good strategy. Have ESPN Plus on its own? Not a good idea?
No.
It's like four more dollars, you get all three.
Yeah. I think you can call somebody and fix that. It's got to be a number.
I'll tell you what. Here's the thing, Sliwa. I'm expecting a full review of Hamilton by the time we get on there on Monday.
Sure. Ooh. Sure.
So it's hot dog eating on Thursday night and then a full review of Hamilton on Monday.
Well, if you say...
Sounds like a great weekend.
If you say it's... you obviously say... I mean, I'm definitely interested in seeing it if you're recommending it. I know I'm probably one of the few that haven't seen it, but everybody that has seen it has said it's amazing, so...
Broadway John has seen it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Broadway John sees everything. He sees all the shows.
When he goes to New York?
Yeah, when he goes to New York. He always, he loves, he can just bust out Broadway songs.
Did not see that.
Anything from The Sound of Music. Watch out. John Ireland goes to the same. Are you a big musical guy, Alan? I'm going to guess no.
Yeah, I'm going to go
I just like
a night at the theater, and it turns into a whole thing. Like, you get dressed up, you have some before dinner, food or drinks, whatever, you go sit in there and then watch it, and then you come out and you have really late night dinner somewhere in the theater district. That's kind of the whole experience of it. It's really fun.
You're talking about the New York Broadway experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could do the same thing at Pantages.
And by the way, I have no idea when that's going to come back. When is the New York Broadway experience going to come back?
Man, and
I have
those,
every one
those
of those
seats are so little too. Like, I don't think it's just me. Like, I think I'm a bigger girl, but I think those seats are really little anyway. I think they were built for people in the 1800s who were smaller than us. And I remember when the Lakers went to go see Hamilton, I was like, "There's just no way those NBA players are fitting in those seats." Like, so you're gonna have to get the row in front so you can put their legs. I mean, how are you gonna social distance there? You're gonna sell one out of every five seats.
Right. And by the way, just on the same note, movies have moved again. The release dates of movies. Originally, Christopher Nolan's Tenet was supposed to come out on the 31st. Mm-hmm. It's been moved now to August the 12th. And I would say that's all fluid.
Yeah.
The Broadway shutdown was extended today through early January. They announced
early
it
January. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Right when we're in the middle of the second wave.
Yep. Oof. Yep. That's crazy.
Oh, we're not supposed to do this, Mace.
What?
The whole theme of our show was
no more.
We're in a world where things are going to happen. And
we're technically in Sleewa's show.
Oh, you're right. Okay. 6:24, we were supposed to hit the door.
Before
Mace,
Sleewa,
I'm so excited about the hot dog eating contest on Thursday. It's going to become an annual tradition among Americans.
Yes. Yes. And before we go, Crosstalk on 710 ESPN, powered by Power Pro Heating and Air and their Cross-Trade Power Pro Service specials. Get great cross-trade service for our listeners. $99 drain cleaning right now on powerproplumbing.com. It will become an institution, Mace. People will remember Thursday at 6:15, the 7 minutes and 10-second challenge. It's going to be special. I already feel nauseous.
All right, good. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Momo, thanks a lot.
All right, good.
Momo's in for tomorrow,
I tried.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I thought it was good. 710 ESPN.